11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals, and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores goals, scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the League Podcast for another week. We're going to look at the Championship action with Pete Farries. We're going to look at his best bets in League 1 and League 2. We'll have both teams to score a double and a nap each. Neither landed last week, but we're on it this week, Pete.
Yeah.
Got a good feeling about this week. Some good games.
Well, I'm. Do you know what I'm sick of?
Go on.
Everything.
All right.
No, I'm just sick of landing so many bets on the main sort, on the, you know, the picks that we make. And then coming to the nap, and it's almost like I keep hitting the target every time in like, I don't know, some kind of archery competition. And then someone goes to you, right, now this is the one that will win you 100 points, and I miss. Like, it's ridiculous. It's really getting to the stage now where we're prepping this podcast. I mean, I spent so long doing this podcast, I've got other things to do. I mean,
why don't you do this then, right? So you do your prep, you do all your games, you have them on a piece of paper, I've seen it. Close your eyes and just put a pen on it, and the nearest bet to it is your nap next week.
Yeah, maybe I could do that. Yeah,
then there's no rhyme or reason to it, and you'll feel better anyway if it loses.
I can't, you know what, I can't in all good faith do that. I've got to choose with what I've got to stick.
To be fair, in all good faith, you're not giving them much at the minute. So maybe it's worth trying. I'm telling you here.
Jesus, kick him on when he's down.
You know I like doing that.
Yeah,
let's crack on with
it. It's the only way you can win fines.
Let's crack on with the bits that he's good at, the non-naps.
Well, I'll tell you what, but now we've said all that, watch every single one of these fall.
Oh, yeah. Ipswich Barnsley is on the telly on Friday night. Ipswich are 6-10. Barnsley are 4-1, and the draw is 11-4. The league positions, Ipswich 14th with 16 points from the 13 games. Barnsley in the relegation zone with 9 points from their 13 games, in the worst goal difference in the division. They drew 1-1 with Sheffield Wednesday last week. They beat Middlesbrough the week before, lost to QPR and drawn with Reading. So if you're being very kind to them, you could say, well, they've only lost 1-4. It's factually true as well. As for Ipswich, same with them. Lost one game in recent time. A few draws in there, though. 1-1 draw at Bolton, 1-1 draw at Wednesday, and a 4-4 draw at Derby County. Lost to Burnley last time out, Pete, but that's nothing to be ashamed of. And other than that, the home form has been quite good, hasn't it? They had that loss to Leeds United as well. But other than that, they've won everything. There's no draws in there. I can't see a draw happening in this one either, can you?
No, this is one of those. There was an example in the Slovenian Cup yesterday.
Team
in the league above playing a really good team, top of the league, playing a team who are bottom of the league below. And the price was decent, and it was one of those ones where you look at it and you go, everything about this bet, there is not a single argument to go with the poorer side. And that away side actually managed to get a draw. Now, that's a cup game, so you could sort of say, well, fair enough to, I think it was Alamunini, with that. But still, this is one of those games where it looks obvious. It almost looks too worryingly obvious. I mean, Ipswich have got to be a play here. Last five games, just one win. But they've been, of course, those games, mostly away from home. And the game, of course, against Burnley, there's no shame in losing to Burnley. Three wins from five, like you say. They've scored loads of goals in those games as well. And yes, there's been an upturn in form from Barnsley. That win, of course, over Borough was excellent. A solid draw against Sheffield Wednesday, who are, to be fair, playing okay at the moment, but just not getting results. And when it comes to away games, that's when the argument for Barnsley will fall apart. You can't be on the side of them. Lost all six away games so far this season. They've lost a race to two in four of those six. Conceded 14 goals in the process as well. You've got to look at Ipswich. It is as simple as that. The only worry I have in this game is that it looks too easy, is that as a punter, and especially in the Championship of all leagues, arguments will build and build and build for one side, and then out of nowhere, you'll get stung. That's my only worry in this game. Now, Ipswich on the outrights, like you say, you know, they're odds on. They're always going to be quite tricky to jump onto odds on shouts in the Championship. But truth be told, I don't really think that it's that bad a bet. I really don't think it's that bad a bet. And I'll tell you what else I like. Race to two, Ipswich, 17-20. Like I say, Barnsley, of course, have lost a race to two in four of their six away games. Their away form, I mean, even if it lands for a Barnsley win, even if that lands, I can hold my head up high as a punter and say, there's not much more I could have done here. Race to two, Ipswich, 17-20. They're scoring goals, and Barnsley, well, they're losing that race away from home a great deal.
Let's have a look at the next game. It's another TV match. It's Watford versus Leicester. This is at 12:15 on Saturday. 6-5 Watford, 23-10 the draw, and 2-1 the price for Leicester. Leicester, of course, second in the table, 29 points from their 13 games so far, flying. And into that 4-3 win over Premier League Fulham in the Cup in midweek as well. Watford just outside the playoffs in 7th position, 22 points from their games, and they've got the second best goal difference in the division behind Burnley. Watford, they went to Brighton and got a 1-1 draw. Before that, they'd lost 3-2 to Derby County, beat Huddersfield away and lost at Blackburn. So not great form at the minute, Pete. They're in a nice position, aren't they? They probably would have taken that. And if they're hovering around 7th all season until the business end, then they'll be pretty happy, won't they?
Yeah, that's a perfectly fair argument. This game is a fascinating one, I think. I mean, Watford, first of all, they're going to feel aggrieved after what happened against Brighton. I don't know if you or the listeners saw that goal against Brighton that was...
Yeah.
Don't over-exaggerate, about 11 miles over the line, and yet somehow, of course, not given. And Gianfranco Zola, of course, has said that he will use that to fire his side up, to fire his boys up. And then you throw in Leicester, and what Leicester went through in the week, of course, in the Carling Cup, in the League Cup, I should say. This is why I chose this game. Excuse me. It's what I'm going to start calling the Lord Mayor's Show Syndrome, or LMSS, if you will. 3-1 up, of course, in that game. Then 3-all Leicester. Then they go on, of course, in normal time and still manage to get their win. It was a great result. It was a wonderful performance for Leicester. But A, I think it would have taken a lot out of them physically. And B, I think it would have taken a lot out of them mentally. Now, there is, of course, a counter-argument, which is they'll feel buoyed, they'll feel excited, they'll be delighted about their performance in the week. But I think now that the games are starting to just build up a little, start to roll over just a little, this is going to go against Leicester, I should say, and against them in this game, certainly. Add to that, 3 away wins this season and against poorer teams than Watford. Watford, on the other hand, of course, very hard to beat at home. Just the one home loss all season. That, of course, came to Steve McLaren's derby. And that was a hell of a tight game as well, of course. I don't want to be touching Leicester to win this game. I don't think they'll draw it either. There are two ways in, but the main way in I want to play here is actually nothing to do with the outrights. It's Lewis McGugan anytime. He's 11-4 anytime. He's big. He's my second favourite anytime goal scorer this weekend. 11-4 for McGugan anytime. Did he score at home against Bournemouth? Yeah. Forest? Yeah. Donny? Yeah. Derby? Yeah. There's only been 2 home games so far this season in which Lewis McGugan hasn't scored in. You know, he's played 13 games so far this season, McGugan, 5 goals in total. The guy loves scoring at Vicarage Road. He absolutely adores it at the moment. And to get 11-4, it just seems huge to me. And, you know, you can anytime goal scorer win, cast that up and make that a 9-2 with McGugan and Watford, who I do think will probably pip this. But I know that Troy Deeney is the main man up front, but McGugan's more likely than Forestieri, Fabbrini, Acuna. He's more likely than any of those guys to score, certainly at home. The price on him alone at 11-4 is absolutely excellent, and I think that's the best bet of that game, 11-4 any time. I would slide it towards Watford. I do think that Leicester may be a little bit physically and emotionally drained after what happened midweek. But in this one, I think probably the best bet is McGugan any time, just short of 3-1.
Sheffield Wednesday versus Reading next. 2-1 Wednesday. 11-5 the price for the draw. And Reading are 5-4. They're fifth at the moment, the Royals. So 23 points from the 13 games. And Sheffield Wednesday are rock bottom. The Hillsborough form is pretty poor. 3 draws, 2 losses. Lost to Burnley and Doncaster Rovers. Drew with Ipswich, Yeovil and Millwall. Reading's away form. Well, without a winning 2, they got a draw at Barnsley and then lost to Burnley. But had beaten Derby County and Yeovil before that. Lost to Blackpool as well. Basically, you know, not amazing away from home, Reading, but well capable on their day, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, it's fantastic. It's a weird one, this one, again. I mean, if you'd have turned to a Sheffield Wednesday fan just before the season began in August and said, listen, we'll call him John. John, if you'd have got to the beginning of November and you've only lost four games in the league, would you take that? They'd say yes. Straight away, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
But the problem is, they ain't winning anything. The only team in the top four leagues, of course, now without a win to their name. You know, Accrington have picked up Bristol City, you've picked one up, so now it's just Wednesday. It's a bizarre situation because they're actually playing okay. And they're not losing loads of games, but they just can't win. I mean, they've made some interesting signings of late. I mean, Olufinyana will be a very, very good signing. I think long-term and his physicality will certainly help them. But Wednesday have been playing okay. They just can't seem to get over the line. And it does make it a bit tricky to back Reading, especially with Reading's most recent performances. Blew it, and Nigel Atkins was unhappy with a lack of ruthlessness against Millwall, a game they were leading, of course, and, you know, where their opponents scored, having gone down to 10 men, just two or three minutes before they scored and equalised. So that's going to be so frustrating for Nigel Atkins. There's no Wayne Bridge for this game. Kelly will come in. I don't know that short-term that's going to be horrendous. I think Bridge's experience long-term is going to be important, but I think in the short-term it won't be horrendous. Truth be told, I do think that Sheffield Wednesday are due a win. They've been playing too well recently anyway to suggest that win isn't coming, but I still don't quite feel comfortable backing it. At the same time, I think it is a bit tricky to back Reading, you know. I don't think it's easy. But this is the one that I think is interesting in terms of your both teams to score, Lee. I don't know if this is in your both teams to score accumulator later on. We'll find out, I'm sure. But this is what I think is interesting. I picked this out because I just felt that both teams to score at 10 to 11 is manna from the gods. It is manna from the gods, the both teams to score at 10 to 11. When you look through it, Sheffield Wednesday, last four games, of course, both teams to score has landed every single time. At home for Sheffield Wednesday, you know, all but what one game has landed your both teams to score. And if you look through their records so far this season, you've only had one game in which both teams to score hasn't landed. So for me, quite frankly, Sheffield Wednesday, both teams to score, just lands for fun at the moment. Reading are scoring goals, they're conceding goals. I think that's the best way in this. If I had to actually pick a result out, if you were going to force me, if I was to say forced to do a podcast about the Championship and I was forced to pick out a result,
who would do that to you?
No, only a monster would do that to me. I actually would play draw on both teams to score here. 3-1, and I think that's a fantastic bit of value.
Very nice. It is in my both teams to score a double, by the way. I'm, you know, you'd have to be. I don't want to keep you in suspense. Millwall versus Burnley next. 21-10 Millwall, 23-10 the draw, and Burnley are 23-20. Well, as we all know, Burnley are tearing the Championship up at the moment. Lead the division by 3 points from Leicester, with 32 points, a plus 17 goal difference as well. Came unstuck in midweek against West Ham, but I don't think they'll be losing too much sleep over that. Lost 2-0 in the end. As for Millwall, well, the form hasn't been great. Two draws in the last four, but they have kind of stopped the rot of conceding fours and fives, just twos and ones in the last couple of games. The home form's okay, though. I mean, since losing to Derby 5-1, they've beaten Blackpool 3-1, beaten Leeds and drawn 2-2 with QPR, Pete. Another nice test this for Burnley, isn't it? Because they're just beating everyone who comes in front of them. Since Brighton, they've just won it off the next four games away from home.
Yeah, but this is where they come unstuck.
Oh, is this socks-up syndrome from losing in the week?
Socks-up syndrome. Yeah, it is. And it's a bit odd. Let me explain it. okay. Millwall will feel like they magicked a point out of nowhere against Reading. Went down to 10 men, of course. They will feel like they magicked a point. That was a huge confidence boost for them, going down to 10, scoring only a couple of minutes later, getting a draw against, even though they're not near the top two, one of the big teams in this league. They've picked up wins, of course, over Leeds and Blackpool. Got a cracking draw against QPR as well. And at the Den, it's never, ever easy unless you're Derby, to be fair, who absolutely battered them. But the reason I think Millwall are in with a chance is what happened midweek. Burnley had won 8 in a row, huge amounts of momentum. They hosted West Ham. They had West Ham on the ropes for the entirety of the first half, and I mean on the ropes. Second half, you know, both sides had a real crack at each other, a big, big game. The good players were both, you know, your players like Ings and so on and so forth, working so hard. It was draining for them. They gave two penalties away. Sean Dyche was not happy with them afterwards. He felt that the first one especially was a little bit soft. Keith Tracy, of course, who I think is such a vital cog in that side, sent off for giving away that second penalty where he absolutely obliterated a QPR attacker. And I think it's worth opposing Burnley. It was the way it happened. Not necessarily the team they played, but it was the way it happened. The fact that it only happened a couple of days ago. The fact that they should have killed the game off first half. Millwall are improving, and I think at home are certainly tricky. Now, I'm not going on for Millwall just outright here. I'm going to play the draw no bet. Of course I am. I want to get that little hug from Mummy, that little bit of insurance. Millwall, draw no bet is 11-8. Millwall, for me, are beginning to show... I know they haven't won in the last four. You know, I appreciate that, but three of those have been away. One of those has been against QPR, which they drew, to be fair, and the other one's against Reading, which they actually drew. So the two away games they had, Birmingham and Bournemouth, awful results, of course, conceded 9 in the process, and dreadful. You know, there's no argument there. But I think in this one, making it a little bit hard, you know, at the Den, of course they are. They always really tend to. It's their away form that's normally the problem. They lost first day, of course. Didn't deserve to lose to Yeovil, you could argue. Deserved to lose to Huddersfield, fair enough, and got battered by Derby. Since then, they've begun to improve. They've played a decent side in QPR already at home. I think Burnley are worth opposing. I also think, and I do not want anyone to think for a second I'm down on what Burnley have done, because it's been a magnificent start to the season for them. The really interesting bit, the test of this, is going to come over Christmas, over January, when these games start to stack up. Their squad is not huge. Their squad is not huge, and it's going to be interesting to see, A, if the Burnley board back Sean Dyche because they feel there's a chance of getting the money bags opportunity in the Premier League, and B, if they don't, what happens to Burnley, and what their form does, because that is a real tester period for a club with a small squad. So again, I'm not decrying what Burnley have done. It's been a phenomenal start to the season. Sean Dyche deserves every single piece of commendation that's going his way at the moment, but I'm just saying it's going to be interesting over that period. As for this game, I think Millwall can actually give Burnley a bit of a push over here. Draw no bet, 11-8.
Very nice. Next up, Blackburn versus Middlesbrough. Blackburn are priced up at 23-20, 23-10 the draw, and 21-10 for Borough to win at Ewood Park. Blackburn are in 12th with 16 points. Middlesbrough just a point behind them in 15th position. Goal differences are very, very similar. Middlesbrough slotted 4 past Doncaster Rovers last time out at home. The time before that, they slotted 4 past Yeovil, AA and KK scoring the goals. In fact, Adema got 2 at Barnsley in a 3-2 defeat as well. Blackburn missing a couple of players through suspension. Hanley and Campbell, Dudley Campbell and Grant Hanley, that is. They lost to Charlton last time out, but they'd been in really good form up until then, Pete, hadn't they? They'd gone 4 without being beaten and scoring goals in some of those as well. They got 5 past Barnsley, 4 past Bolton, Jordan Rhodes, as usual, in amongst the goals as well. Should be a good game, this.
It should. It should, and I mean, first and foremost, the player you mentioned there, Albert Adoma, the form he's in at the moment, again, I think the traders have got this horribly wrong as to where he is in the market. I mean, Jukovic barely playing and not scoring when he does. Emnes, okay, fair enough, but I don't think he should be above Adoma. Kai Kamara, yeah, I get that. But Albert Adoma is 4-5 in the market for Middlesbrough any time, and it's 11-4.
Crazy.
And if you've seen the goal-scoring form the guy has been in recently, like you say, you know, he got 2 against Donny, he got 2 against Barnsley, he got 1... one against Yeovil, and I mean, the guy is scoring goals. It's ridiculous. 11-4. He's still a great player. I mean, he's still not quite the one I'm going to pick out later on for an anytime goal scorer, but he is a phenomenal play. And you know, you can put him in with, I think, Lewis McGugan anytime at 11-4, and the lad I'm going to mention a little bit later on for any time, and you're going to get yourself a huge tricksy play. So I mean, it's just big. I mean, as for the game, Borough's away form is dreadful. But this is a weird one, because it's not a new regime, because Mark Venus, who's often Tony Mowbray's assistant, is the man in charge. But at the same time, the club, there's a very different feeling around the club. And don't forget, they took the lead against Wigan and blew it, took the lead against Ipswich and blew it, against Forest, of course, they took the lead. So they have been going in the lead in away games, admittedly not QPR, I don't think that's too big a stress, and it was a poor performance, dreadful performance against Barnsley. Woodgate's, of course, now club captain, and for me, all of this points towards a Middlesbrough win. And Blackburn, you know, they scraped past Watford, they drew with Huddersfield, they lost recently to Charlton, and okay, had 2 good results, but against Barnsley and Bolton, and while Barnsley's away form is dreadful, that was a while back, that was their first away game of the season, wasn't it? The second home game, I should say, for Blackburn this season, having lost the first. I think Borough win this game. Borough to win and both teams to score is 9-2. And I think that is an excellent, excellent, excellent way in. I just think that the confidence that they've been playing, I mean, they've scored 8 goals in 2 home games. I know this is away, but they've been looking very, very good indeed. There is a big improvement. And Tony Mowbray is a legend. I mean, the fans, even during that 4-0 win, were chanting Tony Mowbray's name. You know, he will be loved at Middlesbrough forever. But the point is that sometimes clubs just need a freshening up, and the quality is in that squad to get promoted.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. It's just that sometimes you just need that freshening moment, don't you? It's like saying to a girl, listen, I it's not that I don't love you anymore, but this is going nowhere.
Yeah. You need body odour problems, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you've got horrendous halitosis. So, that's the thing.
I mean, if you're going to do... Any advice to any blokes out there? If you are going to do that...
Yeah.
Try and use alliteration like Pete just did. It'll just add an added layer of joy to
being really linguistically sharp in your breakups is what we're suggesting.
You are horrendously halitosis.
You have horrendous halitosis.
I don't think the halitosis is a word, by the way, so that might undo the literary I said you are horrendously halitosis.
Oh well,
which I like.
Right, I see an adjective. Like, sorry, a verb. Sorry, to be halitosis. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Nice. On the Adoma thing you were talking about, we're all being well. We've got a new little podcast that we're running at like midweeks called The Betting Club, and this week we're going to be talking to Derek McGovern, he of The Punt, who is like the godfather of sports betting, about this very thing. Informed goal scorers who are too big a price away from home. He's a great example, Adoma. He scored 6 goals this season, Pete. 3 at home, 3 away. It's grass. It doesn't make any difference. Often when you're a team who are on the break, anyway, you get more opportunities away from home than you would do at home, depending on the division. So
yeah,
there's lots of examples of this throughout
really
the divisions.
Point. It's a really good point about the on the break, the counter-attacks. I mean, the guy's got pace to burn, hasn't he?
So why wouldn't he score necessarily? I mean, Blackburn aren't Roma. You know what I mean? So, you know, there's no reason why he shouldn't score at 11-4. He wouldn't be 11-4 at home. Put it
no,
that
I
way.
I agree. I agree.
So, yeah, it's an interesting point. We'll delve into it a little bit more next week. Look out for that one. QPR next up at home to Derby. 5-6 QPR. Derby are 3-1. It's 12-5 the price for the draw. Interesting turn of form that QPR are enduring at the moment. They were everyone's pick to go up, and everyone was championing the manager, etc. I mean, they're still third. Don't get me wrong. they're not falling down the league, but a couple of draws and a defeat at Burnley, and suddenly the goals look like they might have dried up. Derby County. Well, God knows what you're going to get with them week in, week out, Peter. They could just as easily beat QPR as get thumped.
It's a bizarre old situation, but, I mean, is it fair to say the wheels are falling off QPR at the moment? A draw at Millwall, a loss away at Burnley, of course.
It's a bit harsh,
Burnley,
isn't it?
And a draw on Wednesday night against Wigan as well. I mean, a lot of away games in that period of form as well. They're finally going back, of course, home. And when you look at their home form, backing against them, is very difficult, even despite Steve McLaren's fantastic form since he arrived. I mean, no goal conceded since the opening day against Sheffield Wednesday game. To be fair, Sheffield Wednesday deserved at least a point from. So they don't concede goals at home. They're a side, like I've said before in the past with that midfield, that are based on solidity. And Derby, well, their form has seen an upturn. 13 away goals scored in 5 away games, which is pretty impressive if we're fair. Can you really back QPR to come away with a clean sheet in this? No, you can't. 17-20 both teams to score is decent. But look at the teams Derby have been to. Yeovil, Millwall, a poor Bolton, and okay, that game at Forest, which is the X Factor kind of Derby game, isn't it? And then a great 3-2 win over Watford at Watford. Only one of those games was under McLaren. That was the Watford game. And then you add in something that I think makes this game very, very interesting. And that is, of course, that up until he went to Derby, where was Steve McLaren?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
QPR.
QPR.
Yeah.
So
I was reading something online. Sorry.
He'll know their strengths. He'll know their weaknesses. He will know how he can get at them. And if Harry Redknapp's sitting at home going, right, well, Steve knows how we can get how they can get at us here, so we'll have to change it up, then are his players going to be able to react to him changing it up? And they're going to have to do that within 3 days. Having played midweek, if they had 7 days, you could say maybe in training they'll have worked this out slightly differently. But no, they've had 3 days because, of course, they had to go to Wigan in the week. So I actually think here that Derby are backable. I think they are wholly backable in this match against QPR. I think that, really, Steve McLaren might be able to do one over his quote-unquote former employers, and the draw no bet here for Derby. Again, I think you need that. You might as well. You might look. It's 3-1 on the outright. It's 2-1 draw no bet. So you may as well lose a point of value and take a huge chunk of safety. Draw no bet Derby is 2-1. I think it's an excellent way in. It's the return of McLaren to Loftus Road.
Yeah, very nice. That's it for the Championship. Let's have a look at Pete's picks in League One and League Two. What's your favourite bet in League One, Pete?
It's 8-5 for Sheffield United to win away at Shrewsbury. Nigel Clough is a fantastic manager, and they're already starting to show shoots, aren't they? Sheffield United under him. I mean, you've seen some really good performances. They destroyed Crewe the other day and looked very, very good while doing that. Harry Maguire, of course, he's always a man who, I wouldn't put him Harry Maguire in Akers, but he's always worth, on occasion, little pound plays here and there. He is a goal-scoring defender. As for, you know, Shrewsbury, what, 1-5? I know that at home, it's not just 1-5, sorry, it's 1-win all season, isn't it? I know that at home they're tricky. They've only lost one game all season, that was the Wolves. But I think 8-5 for Sheffield United is an excellent price away from home at Shrewsbury.
Very nice. League Two?
It's an anytime goal scorer.
Nice.
It's like Ryan Brobbel for York.
He scored the other night, didn't he?
Well, I put him up the other night, anytime at 11-2. And when York went goal crazy first half, and he scored two of them, including one absolute screamer. I've seen this guy on my own eyes this season, and actually a friend of mine who works at Middlesbrough Football Club, which is where he's on loan from, has been talking about him for a long time as someone who rated by the club very highly. And his pace is embarrassing to back lines in League Two. It is phenomenal. It's like you've got two remote controls. The defender is on, you know, when you pause Sky,
yeah,
and then you just press play really quickly and it just nudges it along slightly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that against someone who's recorded something and is fast-forwarding right to the very end.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely blistering his pace. And he scored twice in the week, and he's 5-1.
Nice.
He's 5-1.
Big price.
On Saturday to score. Now, York, you know, they were unlucky against Chesterfield. They were 2-0 up and they lost. They, of course, were beaten by Fleetwood. And Cheltenham are an okay side, of course, a side that started the season very poorly indeed, are showing real shoots now. But they're only 1 point ahead of York in the league. And if you look at their home form in League Two as well, you know, they conceded two against Portsmouth, two against Oxford, two against Rochdale. And for me, I know that, you know, Rochdale and Oxford are, you know, by far better sides than York. But I think York is starting to improve. I've seen them. And they score away goals. Scored at Exeter, scored at Wickham, scored three at Torquay, scored two at Chesterfield. It's not like they're going to be short on goals either. So ultimately speaking, I think 5-1 Ryan Brobbel is fantastic. And by the way, if you want McGugan, Brobbel and Adoma in a treble, and of course I would advise trixieing these up if you want to do that, 83-1 for that treble.
Ooh, nice, very nice. The both teams have scored double then, didn't land last weekend. I'm sticking with Wednesday, as we said earlier on the podcast, Reading versus Wednesday. Pete gave you the stats earlier on, but both teams are scoring. Wednesday's home games has landed in all but one, and Reading's away games, both teams have scored, has landed in all but two of them, and in the last three as well. So I like that one. That's 4-5. And Coventry versus Notts County is the other one. Coventry score lots of goals at home, don't they? Only one game where both teams to score hasn't landed in terms of Coventry being at fault, and that was they lost 2-0 to Brentford. They beat Colchester 2-0 early in the season, but, you know, 3-1s, 3-2s, 2-2s, 4-4s, 5-4s. Notts County in terrible nick, but they score goals away from home. They didn't against Swindon, but that's the only time they haven't, and they've conceded in every away game as well. So they're both teams to score double, Reading and Wednesday, Coventry and Notts County, bang on 2-1 that double. What's your nap, Pete? Let's have it. Confidence.
It's Middlesbrough and both teams to score at 9-2.
Right, nice.
Put simply, they're taking a lot of fans there. I think the loss of Grant Hanley, a man who actually in recent years has scored against Middlesbrough, and the loss of Grant Hanley at the back is massive. DJ Campbell, of course, not going forward for Blackburn either in that game, of course not available either. And there's a real feel-good factor. I think probably the cleverer way for the man who was less desperate on his naps would be to play Borough and over 2.5 goals.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with the way they're scoring goals, I know that they have had some trouble, but you know, they still did hit two at Barnsley, despite conceding three. Daniel Ayala's gone in and made that back line a lot stronger as well. Ultimately speaking, Borough and both teams to score at 9-2.
Yeah, very nice. I'm a little torn. I think I'm going to go for a goal scorer. I've been talking up that idea of the back in the away scorers. The safety bet, I think, is Cheltenham versus York over 2.5 at 10-11. As Pete was saying earlier on, York have found goals and Cheltenham score plenty anyway. But I'm going to take a little risk on Sam Vokes to score away at Millwall. Pete previewed the match. Expect goals in it. Sam Vokes is 6-4 to score any time in the game. 4 of his 8 have been away from home. He obviously wouldn't be 6-4 if he was playing at home. Just in relation to Danny Ings is 10-11 to score in this match away from home. Only 3 of Ings' 12 goals in all competitions this season have come away from home. So just, I think there's a bit of value in Sam Vokes there compared to his strike partner.
Well, we said that. It might have been last week or the week before. We mentioned Vokes was the away day choice, didn't we? We mentioned that a couple of weeks
ago.
Nice
price.
Yeah.
So he's banging form, isn't he? So 6-4, Vokes to score. Pete's going for Borough, both teams to score. A tasty
9-2.
Beautiful. Pete, thanks for your time.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Thank you very much. Pete will be appearing on In Play Radio very soon over the weekend, looking at the football. That's available at www.inplayradio.co.uk. We'll be back next week for more of the same. If you're having a bet on any of the Championship, League One or League Two action this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.